poetry is such a historical art form, you know, it's spanned so many centuries that, yes, there are going to be similarities, although mine is going to have a slightly different twist, a different flavour, because I'm bringing some of my pieces will be Jamaican dub poetry, which is a bit of a fusion of Jamaican Creole and English.
Can you give us an example?
Yes, I'll give you an example for you. This one is called This Nation Tomorrow. So with my innocent skin, me walking upon a war that already raging, bombs already blazing, fire ignited and silently burning across the divide, beyond the peace line, in the peace wall shadow where the sun no shine. That's where them tell me say daffodil no grow. And then me check myself, what me really know about deep-rooted distrust of the other? Catholic, Protestant, that no bother me. Me live free of them label there. Just a try to be me, trying to put food on my table and raise my family to be upstanding citizens in a progressive land where the information revolution have potential to turn my boy into a man. Take him teenager dream, turn them into a plan. Take him plan them, turn reality. But bam, we not on casualty. That brick through the window, it not simply saying move out because your skin color is wrong. Not simply, you're different or you're strange. It's emphatically declaring you don't belong. It's saying you're a stranger. And on St. Patrick's Hill, that spelled danger. And the traditional response is violence. And in the ensuing silence, while the politician then busy with the economic recovery plan, the community speak with them pockets and also with them feet. Feed them food hamper is an alternate voice, buoyed on by the church's choice to intervene, to comfort, to rescue. An oasis of caring in action resolves accommodation. Food supplies arrive daily and transportation regularly. But in my teenage boy's mind, what mean more? The emphatic declaration of him alienation or the repeated affirmation, we care. We support the fact that you are here. So me must up sticks and leave him dream them behind. And these nightmares, them are gonna render him blind to the power of reconciliation till him become part of the perpetration of the violence that I detest. Children learn what they live, they say. So what education do I give in this island today to create this nation tomorrow?
Wow, Raquel, thank you so much for that. And I'm aware that we've only got 2 minutes to go before the end of the programme. So, Nandi, I want you to recite a poem in Tosa? Tosa?
In Tosa.
Tosa, okay.
Okay. The poem I'm reciting is about June 16. I know June 16 here is about Community Relations Week, but in South Africa it's a poignant day where children were killed and there were school children. So Orlando was my destination. Apho ndandime khona ndijongile ndilindile ndingazi uba ndizawujonga ngaphi kodwa wena waza wathi gqum qelele kuba amaxesha maninzi amaxesha ayatshintsha kuba wena ulapha eBelfast kuba zonke izizo zikujongile kuba wena Belfast usisizwe sentlanga wena Belfast usisizwe sengqondi wena Belfast usisizwe sobomi kodwa there in Vilakazi Street I stood in the corner of Moama Street in Hector Peterson. No smell of gunpowder in the air, just sounds. Screaming, shouting, gunshots, whipping, dogs barking, footsteps. Then he says, "Futsek." Thank you.
What does "futsek" mean?
It means go away, get lost. And that's a